Danny Wallace, wake up. Come on.
Danny. Danny, come on. Danny, it's me, Dermot.
Danny, wake up. Come on. It's the OC. It's Christian.
Danny Wallace, Richard Bacon here. You need to get up.
Danny. Danny, you fat lump. Wake up. This is no way to start a breakfast show career. Trust me, Tarrant, I know these things. Wake up, you fat git. Get out of bed. God, this is hopeless.
Daniel, the power now belongs to you, my son.
You need to get out of bed. This is your first show on XFM. You cannot let those listeners down.
This is your time to shine.
Get up. Shift it.
Come on, buddy. That indie rock's not going to play itself. Up and at 'em. Come on, soldier.
People need to know what's going on in the traffic in the Blackwall Tunnel.
And what's on the front of the tabloids. Come on, fella.
I used to work on XFM, Danny. I know what they're like. They don't sleep. Therefore, you shouldn't sleep.
Put those glasses on. There we go. There we go. Get it whirring. Get that big bloody brain of yours whirring.
Take the XFM breakfast show in both hands and then pow.
Right, okay. Let's go make some award-winning radio, buddy.
Woo! Bring them sunshine, Danny. It's showtime.
It's podcast time from XFM. A week of shows and the best of them. Lots of chat and not much tunes for boring legal reasons. Breakfast XFM. It's Danny with Specs on XFM. It's Danny. It's Breakfast XFM.
It's Danny.
Yes, we are XFM.
Danny Wallace.
Hello there, ladles and jelly spoons. Got that out of a book. My name's Danny Wallace. I meant ladies and gentlemen. If you were confused there, it was like an after dinner speaking. Instead of saying ladies and gentlemen, you say ladles and jelly spoons, and it breaks the ice, and people kind of go, oh, this is good, this is funny, this is nice. So you can use that, ladles and and jelly spoons. Welcome to the first ever podcast from the all-new XFM Breakfast Show with myself, Danny Wallace. And what a week it's been, the first week, the launch week. We had Kasabian, you'll hear them in this podcast. Noel Gallagher, he was talking about all sorts of stuff. Bradley Cooper, the film star Bradley Cooper, he was great. James Corden joined us for most of the first show, so it was a cracking first week. Hopefully next week will be as good. We're trying to book Sue Pollard, the Chocolate Brothers. That's it. So I better get on with that while you listen to this.
Specs on XFM. Danny Wallace.
His name's James Corden.
It's James Corden.
Good morning.
Hi, James.
Good morning.
two things about James Corden this morning. He is not here to plug anything. You know, usually people come in and they plug something. You've come in
I
here.
I actively want to plug nothing.
Yeah, you came in here. It's now just after 8:15 eight in the morning. That means you definitely had to get up, you know, at least an hour ago. You've got a little boy. Yeah. He was up a lot last night.
He was.
Yes. You're exhausted. You're shattered. But you're happy to be here.
I'm over the moon to be here.
And you came in just to be nice.
Well, I came in because this is a big day in the history of XFM. This is the all-new Danny Wallace Breakfast Show.
There you go.
Why would you not want to be part of that?
Oh, top man.
When this show is picking up award after award after award.
Yeah.
Once he's found his feet.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
In 3 to 4 years' time, I'll be able to say...
Yeah.
I was there.
I was there when it was ropey.
I was there at the start of that. No, you sent me a text saying, would you come on?
Yeah.
And I said, only if we don't promote anything.
Okay, good. So your new play is...
I couldn't care less about promoting the play.
Is that
all
right?
All I want to do is be here.
That's lovely of you.
Reading the Daily Star and wondering if it's true whether Charlie Sheen is actually going into the Big Brother house.
James is deeply excited about the news that Charlie Sheen may be going into the Big Brother house.
I can't see that it's true.
Really?
Is it true?
I doubt it as well.
You doubt it as well? I don't doubt it. And I say that as a man who... But 6 weeks ago, was in Texas, face-to-face with Charlie
Sheen.
That's
right, I read your GQ article.
There you go.
Yeah,
and I think that is a man who is coming over here.
Do you? I do. Did he mention it at all? Did he say...
He kept very...
Danny...
The thing about Charlie Sheen, James, is he's very discreet. Very professional. He keeps a low profile. So, I mean, maybe that goes against it. But no, I think it could be true. I think the other names in the frame, probably not. Sarah Ferguson. Ricky Hatton, maybe.
Well, if Sarah Ferguson and Ricky Hatton, all people have done is pick people who've done stuff previously for money. do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they've gone. They've gone to someone in the office, draw up a list of people who just have made it clear that they'll do stuff for money.
Yeah.
And they've gone, well, Ricky Hatton, He gets beaten up by other people. He'll probably do it. Sarah Ferguson, well, she literally sells her own husband. So, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who's broke? Who's famous and broke? Give me a list.
Be great if they just called it Famous and Broke.
Well, I wonder, would it be great, or is that a new feature of the show?
I think we just hit a new
famous
feature.
Famous and Broke.
Who can we get
and
in?
And you call someone every day and you give them £10 for the phone call.
This is a good thing.
Famous and Broke. Michael Barrymore is on the line.
If you are famous and or broke, why not get in touch with the show 83936. We will give you £10 to contribute to today's
Charlie from Big Brother's here.
Oh, she'll probably end up on the Big Brother show. But you, my friend, like I say, you've got a little boy at the moment. I don't know what either of us are doing here. At this point, my son is now 18 months old.
We're getting out of the house. That's what we're doing. I know exactly what we're doing here. We are getting out of the house.
Do you have to get out of the house now? Is that an important thing for you?
I run out. No, I don't. I tell you, I was just talking to him
about
it, saying that he's having a baby soon.
Matt's having a baby in November, December.
In November, yeah. And I said, and I don't know if this is something you want to talk about on the radio, but it's too late now. And I said, it's going to ruin your life.
He means change. He means change and improve.
No, I don't. It's right. let's be honest. Because
okay.
I want to be the first person. Right. I'm fed up of these guys that go, oh, the minute I held it in my arms, yeah. I just knew I'd jump in front of a bus for it. Yeah. No, you didn't. A parked bus. Do you know what I mean?
For a while, it's just a thing.
But annoying. And then, slowly and surely, in around 3 months, when you get a smile, you go, you're right. It's amazing.
I fell in love with my little boy pretty instantly.
Don't be that guy. Please.
But there was
XFM.
You know,
if you want to go and do magic,
rock and
be
roll.
That guy.
Yeah,
okay. Okay?
Yeah.
Be that guy.
But you're the other guy. You're the guy that's been up 4 times since midnight.
That might explain my mood.
The XFM Breakfast Show with Danny Wallace.
Now, Matt, I wanted to play you something. The other day, I went out and about in London a couple of days ago with a little microphone, right? And I wanted to get some promo stuff for the show. And it was me essentially going out to people going, are you excited about the all-new Breakfast Show with Danny Wallace? And them saying in my face, essentially, either no or I've never heard of it. That was fine, all right? I can take that. I'm a big boy. And then I met a man named The Amazing Paul. He's not named that. I named him that. I must be clear. And you may have heard his voice throughout this morning's show, for example.
And that is amazing.
Or this, in fact.
Well, I can tell you, Danny Wallace, he deserves the Medal of the Lord. Praise the guy. I know one day he'll go in heavens for that.
It's hard to argue with him. This is our new friend, the Amazing Paul.
I was just wondering, how excited are you on a scale of 1 to 10 about the all-new XFM Breakfast Show with Danny Wallace?
Breakfast show? How excited?
Yeah.
I think it's amazing, I think. My wife loves it. I think it's amazing. I don't know how to describe it. The only way I can describe a show like that, every 1,000 years we get a show like that. I've been living for the last couple of 1,000 years, I've never seen nothing like it. It's amazing. Sir, I'm so proud of that show. I'm so proud of the people who conducted the show. It's amazing. My wife loves it. It gives a happy atmosphere for the two of us. We are happy still. I wouldn't say more happy without the show. I say million times more happy with the show. Because it's amazing. You just wake up and you're happy. I can't be wrong. I love it. It's amazing. I'm so proud of it. So proud of it. Honestly, I love it. I've seen many shows. I don't want to name them because you cannot do that. I've seen this, I've seen that. That is amazing. That's what we need in this country, for people to wake up happy, to create a happy atmosphere in the house. It's amazing. Because a show like that, it deserves recommendation.
Thank you. I feel strongly I agree with you as well.
I'll tell you something. I've been living here for the last 15 years, right? And I haven't seen a show like that yet.
And we're talking, just to be clear, about the XFM Breakfast Show with Danny Wallace.
That's the one I'm talking about, yeah. Yeah, definitely. The guy is amazing. If you want to be happy, put that show on in the morning.
And do you think that in some ways Danny Wallace has been sent here to save us and to save Breakfast Radio?
I strongly believe the only way I can describe Danny Wallace is another Jesus.
There you go. That was the amazing Paul.
The XFM Breakfast Show
with Danny Wallace.
XFM.
Hello, it's the all-new XFM Breakfast Show here with myself, Danny Wallace. And we might as well crack on because he is on the line, right? The hottest solo artist in the world right now, we would say. A musical hero, a man I am proud to call British. Probably right now he's sitting on some old Chesterfield sofa in some mansion somewhere, lighting a cigar with a tenor. It's Noel Gallagher. Hello, Noel.
It's a pipe.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I only use 50s.
Is that right? Wow, you've really... Yeah, okay, fair enough. You're the grand statesman of music. That is allowed. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm very well also. Yeah, thanks. Cool. Thanks for asking. It's always nice when someone asks you back. I was just, you know, you're quite a well-brought-up young man.
Oh, thank you very much. I used to have good manners. I've got it off my missus.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, she went to university. She was drummed into her at university. I've only acquired good manners over the last maybe 10 years.
Oh, that's great. So she sees you like a project, like in My Fair Lady or something. She's taking the urchin off the streets.
A project or a little pet. One or the other.
That's good to know. You can still be petted. Yeah. Hey, so listen, your new single is going to be the first record of the week on our show, on the all-new XFM Breakfast Show. We've been playing it this week. We'll continue to play it. In what way does that fact make the world a better place?
Well, firstly, let me say I'm overwhelmed. being the first record of the week on the New Look XFM Breakfast Show. How can it be a New Look Breakfast Show if you can't actually see it? That's what I want to know.
Well,
I thank you very much, and I doff my cap to your taste. And
not at all.
The XFM listeners' breakfast time will be a better place for 3 minutes and 27 seconds of that particular time it's on the air, I would have thought.
Excellent. Career high is probably overstating it, but I mean, it must come close.
Career high so far.
Wow.
It's only the first single.
That's true. The first single off the album Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds.
Yeah.
You've called it that. Are you a fan of birds generally? Where did the name come from?
I am a fan of, well, I'm a fan of birds in the in the sense, the ones with two legs, two arms, and the, you know, girls. Yeah,
yeah. I'm sure your partner has she's been trying to raise you and to change you.
The other birds are vermin.
Is that right? All of them.
They need wiping out.
All birds.
All birds, yeah. Can anybody come up with a decent... Well, I mean, what are they for?
What are birds for?
What are they for?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know what they're for.
The only ones that are any good are the ones that don't fly, because you can eat them.
Right, you can chase an ostrich.
Well, you can eat an ostrich.
I suppose you can.
Those little birds that fly around that you can't eat and don't lay eggs, what are they for?
That's true. Which ones are you talking about? Sparrows, house martins?
All of them. They're just pointless. Get rid of them.
And yet you're celebrating the high-flying birds. You've chosen.
That's right. But I'm allowed to be confused because I'm a rock star. So yeah. Don't pin me down on that. This is not question time.
Exactly. That's why pigeonholing is seen as a bad thing.
Oh, I like that.
There you go. It's fine. Yeah. You can call your second album Don't Pigeonhole.
The XFM Breakfast Show
with Danny Wallace. XFM.
We're about to play World's Got Talent. This is the music. Cheeky little number. Little minx of a tune. Are we ready? World's Got Talent then, ladies and gents. Here is what we do. We are going to play you a track from somewhere else in the world to kind of unite this global community. I'm not sure why that happened, but I welcome it. I welcome it. Why not? Today, we seem to have been spreading our wings, especially towards sort of, you know, South America and, the Venezuelans, they're listening. We've had someone in Central America, El Salvador, Argentina, they are listening. How are you? So we are going to, in their honour, play a track from Venezuela. Now, Dave, you found this just before.
I have, yes.
And what is it?
What is it in terms of...
Well, its name.
Right, the popular four-piece band are called Serenata Guayanesa.
Okay, Serenata Guayanesa.
That's right.
Okay, and they're a Venezuelan beat combo.
yeah, with some strings, uh-huh. And the track is called Presentacion on New York.
Okay, you might want to say that a bit better, Phil, sporty Phil. Presentacion. New
That's
York.
What I said.
New York.
Do you want to quickly explain to the Venezuelans what's happening here, Phil?
Hola, mi gente en Venezuela. Vamos a tocar una canción ahora de Venezuela. A ver si le gusta la gente de Londres o no.
Exactly. Very nice. So we will play this song. If you want us to stop at any point, text please stop to 83936. When we get one text, you'll hear this. Our second please stop will sound like this. And our third, of course, will sound this way. Here we are. We had Latvia yesterday. They lasted 43.2 seconds. Will Venezuela outbeat them? I guess it's beating and outbeating. Either will work. Dave, play that tune. Coming through, here we go. But now we kick in. Oh, we've got one. Boom, that's one down. Two votes lasting.
Oh.
There's another.
Another one's in.
Oh, Keith in Brighton.
Not a fan. Yeah, Paul Smith as well. Now, Pete in Billericay was the final vote there. I'm sorry, Venezuelans. How long did Venezuela last?
Around 35 seconds.
I need an actual... 35 seconds, okay. Okay, so Venezuela, second at the moment to Latvia, still holding its lead from yesterday, which is hugely impressive, given it's the only one we've done.
XFM Breakfast Show.
With Danny Wallace.
XFM.
Time for your good news. The news that's making you happy, that hopefully you can pass on to other people, so that they will be somehow happy for themselves and also for you. Matt, we've asked people to text in with their good news. The response has been swift and heavy. What's happened?
Hallelujah, brother. Confirmed listener Michael from Strood woke up and found out that his girlfriend had prepared him breakfast and lunch to take to work with him.
That's good news, guys. Katie says, good news, guys. I've been dieting for 2 weeks and I've already lost 4 pounds, happy days, she says. Good work.
Good news, guys.
I'm confused. I got a 45-minute lie-in this morning, thanks to the legend that is Big D from The Plumber. I was confused there. I didn't know who Big D was. I thought maybe that was Big D. Either way, it's good news. What else is happening?
Jeff in Acton, confirmed listener. Oyster card ran out, but the bus driver let me off. Great news.
That's good news. Good well news. Done. Someone else is on the line. Who is on the line, producer Dave?
Lee.
Lee, what's your good news?
Good news, guys. I mixed my baked beans with my leftover vindaloo sauce last night, and thus far, no problems.
Oh, that's not good news.
That's great news.
Excellent work to Lee there.
The XFM Breakfast Show with Danny Wallace.
XFM.
You're back with the XFM Breakfast Show. Danny Wallace here talking to one of the world's nicest... It's almost slightly annoying, Matt, isn't it? It's kind of that thing, what chance do the men of Britain have when a man like Bradley Cooper exists? Charismatic, he's funny, he's nice, he's handsome, he can speak fluent French. I saw an interview with you on French television, right. And I was expecting it to be slightly awkward because she started speaking to you in French, and you came back straight away in fluent French.
Yeah.
This isn't fair.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because it's not fair. You've already got all that other stuff. Why go for the sort of international man of mystery thing as well? You tick all the boxes.
Well, that's very flattering.
Well.
Yeah. I'm going to take that as a compliment, not an
attack.
Costing me in some way.
You can have it as a compliment, absolutely. So you've had such a busy few years. I imagine you have a busy few years already planned out. What's kind of coming up?
I'm going to do... Yeah, that is a switch for sure. You know, usually it's just trying to get a job, and luckily just for the next it's a new experience to know that there's a couple movies that you're about to do.
Right, yeah, so you're already signed up.
Yeah, I'm going to do this movie, Place Beyond the Pines, which we started prepping already, which is a small movie, very cool. The guy who did Blue Valentine, did you guys see Blue Valentine?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's with Ryan Gosling, and then I think I might do this other thing, and then I'm going to play Lucifer in your fellow, you know, John Milton's Paradise Lost.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Blimey. A real mix of stuff.
Yeah.
And are you, you've signed already. You've signed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, should okay. Should I not do it?
Well, I'm just, you know, how...
Because you look at me and you're like,
how binding are these contracts?
Just out everything's of movable.
Everything's movable. Fantastic, because I've got a few ideas.
Okay.
I've got just a few things. We'd like to do a thing. We're going to start doing a thing called Smack My Pitch Up, where I'm going to pitch you a couple of ideas, and one of these you will have to agree to. All right, I'll ask you if you're in, and
okay.
you have to be in. It's kind that's of, you know, I talked to your publicist about it, and they said it was absolutely fine. You'd be happy to legally commit to these things. The first one, Bradley Cooper, Super Duper Party Pooper, right? Now, this is a reality TV show spin-off of The Wedding Crashers, in which you were, in which Bradley Cooper attends parties and purposely ruins them with self-penned poems about famine and war. I can tell you, Estonian television has already put up half the budget. Are you in?
I would, although we pitched a similar idea a couple of years ago, and we thought it had a lot of traction, and in the end they said I just wasn't the right guy.
Okay, all right, no, that's fine.
But Estonia, I don't know that demographic.
They're very, it's Cooper heavy.
Oh, good. Let's go there. Maybe you and I should go there and just set it in stone.
All right, yeah, we'll get this thing going. Bradley Cooper's Starship Troopers. Now, this is very much a star vehicle for you. Like, it's all about you. Your agent will love it. An alien race of giant insects, all of whom have CGI Bradley Cooper faces, invade Earth. The hero lead is also played by you, Bradley Cooper. This would guarantee you constant face time. Your face would appear so often in this film. It would be a combined total of 15 hours of pure FaceTime in the 85-minute run. And you could also play the black supporting character and the romantic interest if this is a deal-breaker. Are you in?
I just want to know how you turned 15 hours into 80 minutes. How does that work?
Because there'd be so many of you. There'd be Bradley Cooper insects, there'd be Bradley Cooper right. lady, there'd be a Bradley
so
Cooper sidekick.
So if you took each one and timed how much they are and
how
you
much
add
they're
them
on,
up.
And you combine them all as one person, it comes to 15.
I still don't understand the concept, but...
That's fine, that's fine. All right. Bradley Cooper's Pooper Scooper. Bradley Cooper plays a recently demoted dog catcher who's put on toilet duties.
Ooh, this sounds good.
Well, it's Marley and Me meets Falling
yeah,
Down.
Yeah, you waited. You wanted the best
yeah.
for last.
I'll be honest, I was thinking of Owen Wilson for this one.
Right, but he's already
name,
done it.
Well, your name works it. Better yeah. with it. There's a hilarious scene with a dog, which I've not thought of yet, but this is not a comedy. This is a highly disturbing film. Are you in?
I'm in.
That's it. He's yeah. in on the third yeah. one. Yeah. Bradley, brilliant. Yeah. Well, Bradley Cooper's Pooper Scoop. If you could prepare the contracts, that would
yes,
be fantastic. You turned down Bradley Cooper, the suitor tutor, Bradley Cooper, priest persecutor, and Bradley Cooper's pewter scooter. I don't know what that last one is.
Can
but
I keep
it,
the pewter scooter?
You can. We've already had it made.
Yeah,
it's
no,
in
I'd
the
love
studio.
To keep that. Yeah.
Limitless.
Pewter is my favorite metal.
It is a terrific metal. Yeah. That's one of the many facts you'll learn on this program. Bradley Cooper, thank you so much for coming in. Limitless is a fantastic film. It's out this week on DVD, which stands for.
It's a good question.
Direct video download.
What is
really? Is that what it stands
no,
for?
No,
digital versatile disc.
Wow.
That's the second fact of three on today's show.
The XFM Breakfast Show
with Danny Wallace.
XFM.
Today in the studio, Mr. James Corden. Hello, James.
Hi.
Thanks for coming here and thanks for sticking
absolute
around.
Pleasure, old Ben.
We were talking about babies and you got a text from your partner
yeah, I did,
telling
yeah.
you to behave.
I think there's a follow-up. He said, stop being mean about Max. He's listening and he's being a very good boy.
Oh. What have you
said,
done?
I said, I know, I'm only messing. She said, I know, it doesn't sound like you... It does sound like you don't love him, though.
Oh. Please, just say it now, loud and into the microphone.
I love him to bits.
There you go.
Know, more than anything in the world.
What's the best thing about Max?
His face.
His face.
And his
okay.
smile.
And his smile.
No, now that he, you know...
It does sound like you've just met.
No, now, well, you know, we've not known him long.
Yeah.
And we've still yet to have a full conversation. So I think, you know, to love him that much already.
Yeah.
He's amazing.
It's a good sign.
He's incredible. Matt, you're going to love it.
I can't wait.
You're going to absolutely love it.
Mm. Matt knows he's having a little girl.
Yes.
Do you?
A little girl, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
are they worse?
Kicking the teeth, isn't it?
Apparently it takes a real man to father a girl.
Yeah. Sure. So. Who told you that? The father,
the father
of a girl.
Of many girls. Yeah. Yeah. That's what happens.
Yeah, it's true.
Matt, now that we're talking, now that you're there as well, yeah. I thought it'd be nice to use this chance today with a bona fide star in the studio to really hone your journalistic skills.
Mm.
Matt came last in the East Midlands Under 10 Newsreading Championships in the 80s.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to prove yourself here. So earlier I went online and I looked up the latest James Corden story, and this was filed last night in the mail.
Right.
I will read you the story, and Matt, you can just jump in with any journalistic questions. Well, basically, I want the show to be known for its journalistic integrity and the fact that we move stories forward, not just read them off Google.
Okay, right. Okay.
Here we go. James Corden and his partner were photographed making the most of the warm summer weather with a romantic day out on Primrose Hill, London today. Matt, what do you want to know?
Did you wear sun cream? Because you've got to be careful these days.
Do have to be careful.
Yeah, I didn't. I wasn't expecting it to be quite as hot as it was, to be honest.
There you go. That's good. Flag that down, Matt.
Disregard for his skin.
The pair snuggled up on the grass and enjoyed some much-needed time together.
Mm-hmm. How was that? Was that nice?
It was absolutely lovely. It was idyllic, in fact. Okay. Yeah.
Good. Julia wore a pretty floral summer dress and sunglasses as she relaxed in the sunshine, while Corden opted for a pair of checked shorts and a black T-shirt.
Is that true?
Slimming.
I love how it says you opt for them, as if you walk into a giant dressing room and just go, I'll opt for the checked shirt today.
Well, I don't put clothes on anymore, I just opt for them. But it will often be a black T-shirt.
Exactly. Matt, this is your last chance to impress journalistically. So far, it's basically been, is that true and did you like it?
It's not me.
Here it is, that's the last bit. The couple, who got engaged last December, then laid a rug down on the grass before catching up on the news with the weekend papers.
It's a fascinating story.
Yeah.
Did you listen to any voicemail messages while you were
there? I also got to say, I don't think you can call it a rug.
Is that right?
No. I think there's a big difference between a rug and a blanket.
Yeah.
A blanket is what you lay down on the park. A rug, taking a rug is real commitment.
It
you're
is.
Going to be there a long time.
You brought a fireplace, an armchair.
To me, to you.
Would you say that was the hardest interview you've ever done with Matt there?
Was that an interview, was it?
The XFM Breakfast Show.
With Danny Wallace. XFM.
Hello, it's the XFM, all new breakfast show. My name's Danny Wallace, and this is deeply exciting. I'm joined in the studio by two fantastic gentlemen. It's Tom and Serge from Kasabian. They're
Hello.
Here. Hello, boys.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning, exactly. You've got your cup of tea there, everything.
Good morning.
Everyone's a winner.
Yeah.
What is exciting in your world right now?
I don't know. I'm not on my buzzing off at the moment.
Life in general.
Yeah,
life in general.
Fresh air.
What about life?
I just love life at the minute, you know what I mean? I can't, you know, maybe because I had a few drinks. Sorry, it is the morning, isn't it?
best time of the day to drink.
Yeah, they are referring, of course, to the three coffees that we made them earlier, which will account for
it's
them.
It's a beautiful drink. Beautiful drink.
It's one of the great drinks, I believe. It's exciting times for you guys, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's monstrous. You know what? This chair you've given me, right, it keeps going down. Like, it's whirlwind.
This is a power play thing that I do with guests, so that I always sit the highest. Yeah, I've got a series of levers.
And again, I just keep slipping down the thing.
It's your own demeanour.
Really weird.
Oh,
man.
My God.
Yeah, I mean, it couldn't be better. I mean, the fourth record's coming out in, like, September the 19th. Get that, see that?
We will.
Yeah.
Right on the... See, I remember the
you
date and everything.
Boy.
You did.
So, you know, it's like, yeah, well, there's nothing better than that.
No, absolutely. Are you not good at remembering dates, though? It seemed like that.
You're
impressed with your own ability to remember when your record's coming out.
Well, because, you know, you sort of do these things to, like, you know, just make sure people know when your record's coming out. Now, if I forget the date, then there's no real point, is it?
No, there's not, exactly. Just get less exciting the more records you put out, or is it always the same?
If it's less exciting, then I might as well quit, you know what I mean? Like, what's the point? If I'm not interested, then in the band or music, then, you know, I jump off a cliff. What's the point?
Yeah.
Of course I'm interested. I love it. I'm with my brothers, fourth album. You know the cliche, met at 17, rehearsed in a room.
Yeah.
Now we're going to be a big band. Simple as that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that's the way it is. I'm just noticing that clock behind you. It reminds me of Good Morning Britain.
There is. Remember that? Yeah, there is a sort of
yeah, it's weird. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, yeah, yeah. With sorry. The, try that.
It's like blue chips.
Yeah, that old one.
Yeah, it's
like,
horrible.
It's weird graphic that is, mate. You want to get.
What's the guy called with a moustache?
You know, there's Max out now.
You're
going
to have to be more specific than that.
That's a PC or something.
Diamond.
And Diamond.
Who's the guy? Mike with a tash?
Mike.
Yeah, we're. What a horrible show. Anyway, carry on. Sorry.
Matt, can you remove all clocks from the studio? They are putting Kasabian off. It is not acceptable.
I'm turning off the clocks.
Thank you.
Yeah, he's done it.
It's not 1985, you know what I mean?
Not anymore.
Stop the clocks, yeah.
Exactly. You called your new album Velociraptor.
Yeah.
Now, it's a great title. You could have named it after any of our dinosaur cousins. Why the Velociraptor?
It's the best sounding one out of the lot. As a firm, they're all pretty good. The names are all pretty good. Like
Stegosaurus, Brontosaurus, you know, Triceratops.
Velociraptor is perfectly, it's just the perfect word.
It's perfectly pitched in Jurassic terms.
Yeah, and you can scream that.
Yeah, it's just, like I said, you know, I said to Serge, if we were another band, I'd call ourselves Velociraptors. The fact is, it's prehistoric in Latin.
Yes.
I'm saying all intellectual, but you know, but you know what I mean. I'm not a library guy. You know what I mean? I don't research it.
Right.
I just know the names of dinosaurs. You know,
we've all got to have talents, don't we? And that's what you bring to the band.
That's your
big thing. The bumper book of dinosaurs.
Yeah.
What did you nearly call it? Were there front runners? Was it always the front runner?
Yeah, it was.
I don't know.
It felt right.
Didn't we have a title saying something weird like After Sex or something weird like that, sir? Did you say something weird to me, like a title we had? We're going to call it something weird like Sex After Eating or I don't know. Anyway, don't worry about it.
Right,
I don't know what I'm about. sorry.
Well, that would have been more for the grown-up market.
Sex After Eating is a good name for an album.
It's a terrific name for an album. But with Velociraptor, you get the kids involved as well.
Yeah.
It's quite a nice one, I think.
Well, you know,
there it goes again. You see that?
I did.
You got a button, like, is this
I do, yeah.
Like, Noel Edmonds going to run it up there.
Serge is slowly sinking into his chair.
He needs to sink. He's too long.
You're a very long man.
Is Jeremy Beadle going to run it up there?
You guys are on like a massive 80s trip at the moment. You think Anne Diamond's going to burst in or Jeremy Beadle.
I hope not. Anyway, carry on.
I talked to Noel Gallagher a couple of days ago.
Oh, Mr. Noah.
Absolutely.
Noah's Ark.
Who is, of course, a massive fan of yours.
Yes, of course,
I got a glimpse into his home life. It appears that he's almost in like, what is it, that musical My Fair Lady or something, where he's like a little urchin who's been brought in off the street and raised by a posh lady who's like cleaning up his act and making him swear less. And she's listened to his new album and was a little disappointed in one or two of the tracks and said, and I quote, "It's not exactly Kasabian, is it?"
Who said that? Sarah?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's mental.
That's nice.
I'm sure she got Noel into us as well.
He's sunk again.
He's sunk.
He's gone again.
Please, have some chair discipline, Serge.
Oh, Serge, mate.
This is crazy.
Stand up.
The XFM Breakfast Show with Danny Wallace. XFM.
Well, there you are, ladies and gents. That was the first ever podcast from the all-new XFM Breakfast Show. Why not listen to the show every morning from 6:30 till 10 o'clock on 104.9 DAB? Or if you're lazy, just listen to this every week. It's fine, I don't mind. Specs on XFM. Danny Wallace.